Tower VWA, mobile.
Is that you, Steve? W4DJW.
Yeah, I was just throwing a call out there, kind of going fishing, see who was around. What's up, big guy?
I was just poking around in some log files, looking at the sun every now and then to see if it's getting bright enough to cook off some of the water so that I could go back out and finish my work in the yard, and it's not. So just kind of spending the day cleaning up files on computers. How about you? What's going on with you today?
I keep getting those little jobs that they keep coming in, and I tell you what, I'm just going to start turning stuff away, but we'll talk about that on another time. I got one that I'm supposed to be receiving the equipment this afternoon. FedEx called, and they've got that all fouled up, and they can't deliver it. And I'm supposed to be installing it tomorrow, and it's like 3 or 4 hours work, and clear 4K, but, you know, those are the nice ones. I just can't seem to turn them down. You know what I mean? So, anyhow, I've been working around the house, putting up pergolas and painting porches and fixing up around the house and building chicken coops. And I swear I'm going to open up the business and go back to work so I can get a break.
I was going to ask you how the chickens are doing. Do you have chickens in the chicken coop now?
Sure do. We moved them out about 3 weeks ago, I think. About 3 weeks ago. And, man, those critters grow like lightning. I swear, I think I can just see them getting bigger every time I turn my head away.
Well, have you got any signs? You watching out for signs of the dog that did the damage to the last group of hens?
I've got my security cameras that I can monitor the house, and I can see what's going on at every turn. And I got security motion sensored, solar powered security lights that come on at just any movement. And I got that electric fence around the base of the thing. It's Chicken Fort Knox, or should I say Chicken Alcatraz, whichever way you want to look at it.
Well, that's good. I know you don't want to have to go through that again. That kind of hurts. But the electric fence, I forgot about that. It'd be good to see if anything has been bitten by the electric fence. You know, if anything came snooping around there, you know, it could be a possum or a raccoon or a dog or a fox or a coyote or whatever.
No good idea of what it was, and it was a large dog, and I tracked it back to pretty much back to the direction it came from, and I think I know whose dog it is. And as much as I hate to say it, if I see it back over there on the property, I'm going to drop it. I'll just, you know, wonder where the radio collar went.
Well, I was thinking more about going forward, tracking anything that comes up to them. If you have history on your, I don't know if your camera is motion activated, if it captures video when there's motion. That's the way mine work. You can monitor them and it takes snapshots, but it will capture video if something starts moving around in front of it.
Infrared, daylight or dark, pitch dark, fully motion sensored, with DVR, and I can monitor the thing. It'll alert me on my phone anywhere in the world that I have service.
That's good. That's the way mine work. Same thing. They turn into night vision at nighttime and regular camera during the daytime. And one morning I was sleepy. I was drinking coffee. I was listening to the 5 o'clock crowd. I was sipping on my coffee. And I saw some guy at 3 o'clock in the morning go looking in Amy's car window. And he looked in her window and he saw the flashing light. And so he looked up at the camera. He saw that there was a camera there. So he put his head down and he walked through the backyard into the neighbor's backyard. He never touched anything, never set any alarms off or anything, but he was checking to see if he could get in.
And you watched him live do this?
this was the next morning. He did that at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that morning I was drinking coffee, listening to the 5 o'clock crowd. So it was like 2 hours later after he had done that. There's a road that's about 2 miles north of us that's known for having, I guess, the meth labs is what they were. Cops have been down through there several times and raided many houses on that street. And I guess they, you know, after time goes by, they start growing back up again. And every now and then, one of them wanders through this neighborhood.
How about you? But I believe in the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I'll do that defending property or life or property. You know, I'll do that if I have to. But I'd rather scare them off.
That stage, scaring them off is really not going to do any good. You know, as long as they get away, they'll just call that a close call and go do it again. You know, I'll give them a fair chance to drop and hit the ground, interlock their fingers behind their head. But that's one shot. After that, they get a shot.
Well, to each his own. I'm not that aggressive with it. These people are, you know, what they say about a drunk will argue with you about whether or not he stole something from you, but a drug addict will help you look for whatever it was that they stole from you. You know what I mean? They're a little bit different.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I don't know. That's a discussion for another time. It does something to their brains. And, well, guess what, Billy, there, bud? You do not come up Highway 357 to come fly, do you?
No, I cross. Do I cross over? No, I don't. I don't go that far. When I used to go to Campobello, I did, but not going over to Foothills, I don't.
To avoid Highway 357, like the plague.
Isn't Highway 357 the one, if you get on, isn't that the one, if you're going past the highway department, you're on that one, and you're going north, you come up to this sharp 90-degree turn, and there's a big old barn there, and it's got Jesus Saves painted on the side of it. Is that 357?
Yes, I believe it is. As you come up from the highway department, it comes up there, and you come up to a traffic light, and that's at Gap Creek Road. You keep on coming up, and you finally come up to the spot where the gas station is. And if you turn left, that is Highway 357 continuing on. And, oh my goodness, they have started the process. They're doing the regrind, rebase, and repave. And right now it is a mess. And traffic gets backed up severely on it. It's something else. But the end result will be worth the consternation.
Well, that's the way it was here when they were doing Rutherford. All the way from Wade Hampton all the way up to Highway 101, they did Rutherford in pieces. Crossing over 290 and crossing over in front of our neighborhood and crossing out of the back of our neighborhood. They had us pinned in one time where you had to go through it one way or another, right? There was, at one time I could go down St. Mark's Road and come in the back entrance, but then they started working on the back entrance and that made that more difficult too. But anyway, you're right. It's going to be a pain, but it'll be nice when it's done.
Especially considering the condition of Highway 357 from right there north, we have more patch than we do original pavement. It's gotten that bad. So anyhow, they're finally doing something about it, and it should be okay. So, well, listen, I've arrived over here at my daughter's house, and that's another thing I've been doing, helping her sort of remodel since my son, he's a good boy, he really is, but his dad went blind when he was about 10 years old, so he doesn't really have any experience as far as doing anything mechanical, and so I'm installing a dishwasher and a new microwave this afternoon, and it's so much fun. Dave, don't you want to come over and join me?
W4DJW, no, I'll continue my rat killing over here. I've got ditches to dig around mulch to put in, and I'm waiting for the sun to come out so I'm not walking in a sponge out in the front yard. But anyway, you go ahead and continue on his training, and that's a lot of fun. You can do a lot of training there. You can do a lot of bonding there as well. Anyway, good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. KM4 VWA, W4 DJW.
Always an opportunity. Someday, we're going flying, aren't we?
That's affirmative. I was going to ask, I heard Andrew on there last night talking to Patrick. And I was going to interrupt them, but they had a really interesting conversation going on. And then one of them had to leave, and the other one was almost arrived where they were going. So I figured I'd just hold it off for another day. I was going to ask him about the flying with goggles, how it's coming. But, yeah, we got to do that. I was cleaning up my room to clean the carpets, and I came across my SkyZone box that my SkyZone came in, brand new, never been used. got to put that to use.
Well, just a real quick thing. Andrew said something about there's a possibility, and he's going to give me a call for this Saturday sometime. And we may try to scoot over there and try to get the air. And he was going to show me his FPV setup. So hopefully, and if you want me to, I'll give you a holler. Let me know, and I'll talk to you. KN4VWA. Off to have so much fun. I'm clear.
All right. Well, I may be able to do that. I'm starting my second round of treatment here this week, the end of this week, beginning of next week. So I don't know how much I'll be able to get out and do. But it won't take near as long as the first round. It'll only be about a quarter of the time it took. So I might be out of – if I don't respond, you'll know why. KM4VWA, W4DJW.